Hi there, welcome to another Emily Now episode. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now, where we're focused on helping businesses and entrepreneurs increase their profits so they can increase their value and ultimately do more, which involves saving for the future, investing in new opportunities, and giving back to the community. This particular episode, whether you're watching it or listening to it, is called Broken Businesses Can Be Fixed. Now, that's a pretty general statement. And in fact, some broken businesses may not have the opportunity to right their wrongs or to course correct. But many broken businesses, in my experience, can in fact be fixed. So let me set some context here. I had a meeting. A good friend of mine is a trustee, is a receiver, and spends his days listening to really bad stories about businesses that have gone wrong. Their particular company also handles personal bankruptcies and that sort of thing, but his focus and his specialty is in the area of business failures. And so his job is when a business says, look, we're going to go bankrupt, he sits down and executes the trade for them, as it were. He works with the business, takes all of the legal steps and follows the laws so that a company can be put into receivership or can be bankrupt. And that's usually done to address the pressure that comes from creditors who are owed money by the business and the lack of assets or income or revenue that the business doesn't have to be able to satisfy those liabilities. So for me, for a couple of decades, and I don't know if I just love pain and misery, but I've had the good fortune of working with lots of businesses that were destined for the edge of a cliff and bound to fall off and ended up not. They ended up surviving. They ended up making it. And so here are some of the things that I've learned about broken businesses. It seems to me that when a business gets past the stage of do we have a business? Do we have a product? Do we have a service that people want? And they start growing. They get to a level, and that's usually around the $10 million mark, where their business no longer works within the constraints of their hands. And so the entrepreneur, when they started the business, maybe used a Microsoft Word document and an Excel spreadsheet to manage their business. And they just did it based on how it made sense to them. But as their business grew, and they brought on finance people or people to try and help them manage the financial end of their business, there's a disconnect that happens because the entrepreneur and the way they were able to get their business to that level was based on what made logical sense to them. And when finance people show them financial results, they don't understand it because it doesn't look like what they were using to get the business to that point. Then you layer on top of that a business that I'm familiar with that moved through lots of different controllers and quasi-CFOs over a series of years. And the problem that these guys had is every time the finance people would bring them some information, they could always find something wrong with it. And you do that enough times, and eventually the entrepreneurs just stopped believing everything that they were saying. And so the lack of credibility was there. But that seems to happen when a business gets to that level. And so because the business doesn't have a good line of sight to the financial end of its business, the brokenness that the business is experiencing tends not to be the product or the service. It tends to be an entrepreneur making logical decisions that no longer make mathematical sense, and they don't have a way to understand that. So in my history, what I've spent a lot of time doing is the first thing I'll do is sit down with the business and try to figure out, okay, the product or the services that you sell or offer, what kind of margins do you make on those? And then based on that margin, what does your cash flow look like? And then based on your cash flow, how can we use that cash flow to fix the things that are broken? Now, sometimes the problems in a business are so large that you do need to exercise the option of taking legal action to protect your business. But you can protect your business without bankrupting it. And so there, you know, I'm not a trustee or a receiver, but there are ways in which to use their services to protect your business if you think your business can be fixed. And in my experience, most businesses that are broken can be fixed, but they need a special kind of help, or they need an entrepreneur or business owner that steps back and is prepared to say, okay, notwithstanding, I don't understand the finance stuff in my business, I'm going to commit to making sure that I understand it. And I will invest the time and energy into figuring out where am I going wrong here? Where am I disconnecting? And even if the finance people are scared to talk to me, or they're reactive, or they're nervous, I'm going to be patient and I'm going to work through it. The alternative is to hire a guy like me, and I can do that for your business. So, you know, jump on emilynow.ca and make sure you get in touch with us, because we can help you. But the point is a broken business is broken. It's usually not broken, in my experience, from a bad product or a bad service or lack of sales, because that obviously is a big key piece. But assuming the sales are there, but the cash is just never there and the liabilities are growing, it just means that the business is broken somewhere and it needs to be fixed. And where it needs to be fixed is usually in the financial end of the business, and understanding how cash moves through the business, what margin looks like, what collections looks like, how you're handling your inventory, or maybe how you're handling your manufacturing process. All of these things that didn't really matter when you had no revenue, when you get to about $10 million in revenue, these things really start to matter and they become critical, because once you hit $10 million, you've got a business that impacts the community. They probably have a lot of staff. There's a lot of responsibility there, but you can't stay there at $10 million. You really got to make the race to the next benchmark, which could be $50 million or $25 million, depending on the business. But once you've invested and put all of that energy into getting a business to that level, that's where they tend to break. And they tend to break because it's hard to get people to help you at that level, because you don't even know what kind of help you need. And most times you don't even know you need help until it becomes so obvious that then you become paralyzed and you're not really sure what to do about it. So broken businesses can be fixed, but the entrepreneur, the business owner, really has to sit down and commit to trying to understand what is broken. And their lack of patience or interest or understanding in the financial end of their business isn't good enough. If you're not going to do it yourself, then get someone to help you do it, because going into receivership or having to deal with creditors and that sort of thing, that's not fun. But if you use it as a pressure point to change the trajectory of your business, you'll be better off for it. And so it's not unusual. It's not unique. If your business is having problems, let me take all of the surprise out of it for you. You're not that special. Lots of businesses go through this. And in fact, great businesses go through this a few times, because that's how they become great. Your victories of yesterday aren't going to get you through the battles of tomorrow, and you really have to be prepared for it. And if you're going to make mistakes, that's going to happen. You're going to come close to the edge of the cliff, that's going to happen. But as the owners, or as the entrepreneur that has worked this hard to get this far, you owe it to yourself to get the rest of the way and to make sure that you get the help that you need. So who do you go to? Well, you can talk to a receiver or a trustee, and they can show you what I would say option B looks like. So if you in fact cannot turn your business around because sales are down and your customers just aren't coming to the door anymore, then that probably is an option A, not an option B. But option B generally is talk to a trustee and figure out what your legal recourse is. And then option A is get to work. Figure out what it's going to take to turn the business around. I remember asking a guy that I was doing some work with, what would it take, you know, if they did, let's just pick a number, if they had 400 customers a year, my question was, what would it take to have 800 customers? And he just looked at me and said, I mean, I don't even know how to answer that question. I mean, I'm worried about getting 400. Well, you're asking me to get 800? Well, the point of the exercise was to start talking through, once you get over the emotional response, was to start talking through the mathematical response. Well, in order to get 800 customers, we'd have to, you know, you start working backwards. Well, at 800 customers, that was enough for them to fix their problem, to fix their broken business. So what is it for you? What would be the result that your business would need to produce in order to fix its brokenness? And in order to answer that question properly, you got to figure out what's broken. And you got to sit with your finance people and figure out, is our product broken? Is our service broken? Chances are probably not. Sales and marketing, is that broken? Probably not. Well, then what's broken? Well, it's probably the way you're handling the cash and the financial side of your business, your expenses, understanding the difference between how, you know, your cost of goods or your COGS versus your G&A, your general and admin expenses, or your fixed and your variable, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be on the financial end of your business. And so you got to get your hands in the dirt and figure that out. And if you don't want to get your hands dirty, then get someone on board who is prepared to get their hands dirty and figure this out, because broken businesses can be fixed. So hopefully you found some value out of this. Again, whether you're watching or listening, feel free to reach out to us at melenow.ca. That's where we get up every day to help businesses do more. And you can reach out to me personally, Dylan Gallagher. I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn. I mean, you can find me. And I'd love to help your business. I've got lots of experience doing this. And on our platform, you're going to be able to see what alternative options you might have if financing is something that you think your business needs at this point. But in the meantime, we hope you found this valuable. And I'll look forward to bringing you some more content here in a couple weeks on another topic that will add value. So we'll catch you next time. And thanks for subscribing.